This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves snapped a five-game skid with a 108-83 win over Golden State last night. The game did not include the top star for each team, as both Anthony Edwards and Steph Curry missed the game. That freed up minutes for Bones Highland from Minnesota. He took advantage. He poured in 17 points off the bench.
Coming in playing like aggressive, man, fast, you know, just being myself out there. I feel like I got back to that, getting transition, got myself going with that. And I feel like everything else just, you know, once I get myself going like that, everything else just, you know, it's like a snowball effect.
Julius Randle led the way with 18 points. Rudy Gobert had a double-double, 15 points and 17 rebounds. The Wolves visit Dallas tomorrow. Good news for the Twins, they avoided salary arbitration with All-Star pitcher Joe Ryan. They agreed to a one-year deal. Spring training will start in just more than 2 weeks in Fort Myers. Former Twins pitcher Ryan Pressly will be an instructor, and new manager Derek Shelton likes that and likes Pressly.
I was only here with him briefly in 18, and then we traded him at the deadline. It's something that really impresses me about Ryan Pressly is when he left here, the fact that, you know, a lot of guys leave here and have success and don't go back and say like, hey, you know, this started there. And the fact that Ryan Pressly, when he left, made really positive comments about Garvin Alston, who was the pitching coach here, about trying to get him to do different things and how he had that success and his maturity.
On to hockey. The Wild are home tonight against Chicago. Minnesota's coming off of Saturday's overtime loss to the defending champion Panthers. Head coach John Hines says the six overtime games they've played this month is a lot.
There's by no means is it are we trying to get games into overtime. Like, we're trying to win in 60 minutes, and we're trying to get 2 points every night. And I think that, you know, that's what our objective is. And it's a lot of tight hockey, and we've been in a lot of those games, but it's not trying to just get a point out of the game. I think post-game, that's usually what you would say. One's better than none, but the objective for sure is two.
The Wild beat the Blackhawks in overtime back in November. The puck drops tonight at 7. This is MNN Sports.